busy days. School days came and went. As soon as the snow began to melt, every boy was needed at home to help on the farm. That meant school was over. Father Farnsworth wanted to clear more land. He must plant rye and oats this year. There were trees to cut down. William and Simeon could help do that. They could also help load the logs on the ox wagon. Father even let them drive the oxen. That wasn't work. That was fun. But oh, there was the never-ending job of picking up rocks. There were hundreds and thousands of rocks. Rocks won't grow food, Father would say. Come on, boys, no swimming until this patch of ground is ready for planting. The boys worked faster than ever. Somehow the thought of a plunge in the cool, shady river helped take the ache out of that job. They must lift the heavy rocks and carry them to little piles here and there, and then drive the ox wagon to each pile. Again, they must lift all those rocks and stones and heave them onto the wagon. It was fun driving the oxen to the end of the field, where they threw the rocks from the wagon onto a large pile. Father was building a rock fence around the farm. "Ouch, my back," William would groan. "Your back," Simeon would moan. "It's ouch, my back. I can never stand straight again." "This is fun," Daniel would laugh. He was proud that Father thought him big enough to work on the farm. "It doesn't bother you," William would tease, "because you are so close to the ground anyway. I'll soon be as tall as you are, even if you are twice as old as I am," the 6-year-old would answer. "Oh, if work makes one grow, I'll soon be a giant." William would sigh as he picked up another big rock. The sunshine, fresh air, and good food and plenty of work did start William growing. Up and up he shot that summer, almost in no time. The bottom of William's trousers were halfway up to his knees. Mother had to weave all the material for the family's clothes, but she couldn't find time to do much weaving in the summer. So she took soft deerskin and sewed trousers for William. She fringed the bottoms. William didn't care when his legs grew longer and the fringed edges came higher and higher. He was so excited about growing that nothing else mattered. When the snow began to fall that winter, the cellar was again filled with carrots, turnips, pumpkins, potatoes, and cabbages. In the storeroom, long strings of dried apples and peaches and great bunches of onions hung from the ceiling. There were dried meats, smoked fish, and boxes overflowing with nuts. "You boys have been a big help," said Father. "I could never have done all this without you." Mother left her washing and came to the door. "I am surprised to see how long the stone fence has grown this summer. Some day maybe it will go clear around our farm." Daniel, who had decided that gathering stones wasn't so much fun after all, asked Mother, "Won't Joey be 2 next summer? He'll be old enough to help pick up stones then, won't he?" "Ha, ha," laughed William as he turned a complete somersault with excitement at the thought. "Father will need me for more important work than picking up rocks. You will, won't you, Father?" "I'll need every one of you," chuckled Father, "and remember, gathering stones is important work." "Oh, no," groaned all the boys at once.